Unfortunately, wasn't here last week. If you guys missed me, I apologize. We had some Wags and I had some other commitments. Bringing up to speed, kind of last 2 weeks from Ursinus's camp have been fairly interesting for me. A 19-20 loss to Moravian, and having chances in the fourth quarter to win that football game, and just everything going the wrong way. Certainly ranks as clearly the number one loss of my career at Ursinus. To come back last week now and beat Muhlenberg, a team that has eluded me for my whole career here at Ursinus, and win on senior day is certainly something that we're awful proud of. So now we're on the outside looking in. You know, we find ourselves in a situation that we've found ourselves in before at Ursinus, where we've, you know, knocked off the number one team in the league, had a chance to be the number one team in the league, stumbled a little bit, but now we're right back in it, waiting and hoping, and certainly not what we want. But we have a chance to play a meaningful game in November. We have a chance to win a meaningful game in November. We have some people on our football team that are playing particularly well right now. And Saturday against Muhlenberg, we had 4 turnovers, and we converted that into 24 points. Al Desiderio leads the Centennial Conference in all-purpose yards. Justin DeCristofaro from Father Judge is 112 yards away for being the first quarterback since 1999, and Frank Vecchio for throwing for 2,000 yards. Our defense Saturday had 15 tackles for a loss, including 5 sacks and 10 stops behind the line. Our defense leads at the Centennial Conference in red zone defense, so we're in third down stops at holding teams to 29% on third down. So we're doing some pretty good things. We scored on punt return, we scored on kick return. We got a field goal team that's putting points on the board. So now we head out to Dickinson to play arguably the number one team in the league. They lost to Johns Hopkins. They have 2 local kids that we're going to have to contain. One is Ian Mitchell out of Malvern Prep, which has had an outstanding career at Dickinson College, and the other one's Pat O'Connor from Downingtown High School. So we go out there, very similar to a Hopkins team. They just have good players everywhere. You know, they have good depth, good players, and they do a good job. They probably are the biggest team in the Centennial, oddly enough, even though they're from Harrisburg area, that we do compete with. Certainly we've lost some. We've lost Ian Mitchell to them. We lost Pat O'Connor to them. We lost some of their weapons in the recruiting battles. So we need to go out to Dickinson. And we need to play our best game, which is a great challenge for us, and we need to put some points on the board. We've kind of been up and down defensively. We've had a 55-point game with 600 yards of total offense, and we've had two games where we've scored under. We haven't even got to 200 yards of offense. You see in Jim's notes, those two games actually we won. We beat Hopkins with under 200 yards of offense, and we beat Muhlenberg this weekend without 200 yards of offense, but we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to throw the ball around a little bit. We're going to have to rely on our running game to take some pressure off our quarterback. They're going to get theirs for sure offensively. We hope to be there in the fourth quarter, and we're just trying to get our kids ready to make some plays in the fourth quarter and hopefully bring back a victory, which if you look at the history of Ursinus football, winning seasons don't come too often. In 115 years at Ursinus College, this could be like the 25th winning season. So the last 3 years, it could be the third winning season. The last 4, and opportunity to have have some winning seasons in the league. So a big game for us. We're excited about going out there. Our kids are still getting some attention. We're 5-2 in the league and have a chance to play for something special here in November. Any questions?
Can you talk to them at all about the playoff possibilities, or does that really factor? Because it's so muddled right now.
They all know. They all have to know. I have a kid that does a radio show. We have a kid that does a radio show on campus. I was on a radio show, and one of our kids was on it, CJ Espelkis out of Radnor. He's got a 1410 SAT. He knows the playoff picture. And he goes on the radio show and says, I'm not sure, because Saturday, Sunday night, we sat in our team meeting and said, I don't want anybody thinking about it. You know, because here we go. We knock off Hopkins. We really beat up McDaniel. We're going. We got three championship games and this, that, and the other thing. And we really came out and blew an opportunity against Moravian to be able to say, hey, we control our own destiny. And so we're focusing on right now winning a meaningful game in November. The way it works out, I probably should have said it, Hopkins loss, or Sinus win, or Sinus goes. There's four teams atop the Centennial Conference: Johns Hopkins, Franklin and Marshall, Dickinson and Ursinus. Franklin and Marshall, there could be a possibility for a four-way tie. If there is a four-way tie, Ursinus goes. If there's a three-way tie, Ursinus goes. If Hopkins wins, Hopkins goes. It's a situation that, it would be nice for our kids to be able to go, but we're more focused on having a winning season, winning six of our last eight, going into the off season with 20 to 21 kids returning for next year, but certainly we're focused on just going out and beating this club.